One of the most popular topics that we got questions on was healthcare. We were overwhelmed with videos on healthcare, so we put several of them together. I want to show you some personal stories.
Mark and Joel Strauss, Davenport, Iowa. Not every parent has the luxury of two loving sons to care for them during Alzheimer's. My question for the candidates is, people like us, the baby boomer generation, is going to see a boom of Alzheimer's over the upcoming decades. What are you prepared to do to fight this disease now?
Hi, these are my grandmothers. Both of them suffered from diabetes and ultimately died of massive heart attacks. This is my mother. She suffers from diabetes and she's also had a heart attack. The statistics for women with heart disease are staggering. What I'd like to know is, how do each of you plan on addressing chronic disease and preventative health in your health care plans? I would like my mother to be around to see her grandchildren.
Hi, my name is Kim. I'm 36 years old and hope to be a future breast cancer survivor from Long Island. My chances for survival aren't as good as they might be, however, because like millions of Americans, I've gone for years without health insurance that would have allowed me to take preventative medicine. What would you, as president, do to make low-cost or free preventative medicine available for everybody in this country? Thank you.
Senator Obama, 45 million uninsured Americans. Senator Edwards had said your health plan doesn't really provide universal coverage, does it?
Absolutely it does. John and I have a disagreement. John thinks that the only way we get universal coverage is to mandate coverage. I think that the problem is not that people are trying to avoid getting health care coverage. It's folks like that who are desperately in desire of it, but they can't afford it. And I know from personal experience, my mother, when she was between jobs, contracted cancer. And she spent the last few months of her life trying to figure out whether or not she was going to be able to pay for the treatments. It is an outrage. How is it that the wealthiest nation on earth can not afford to provide coverage to all people? And that's why I've put forward a plan. But let's understand this. Everybody here is going to have a plan. John's got a plan. I've got a plan. Hopefully everybody here will provide a plan for universal coverage. But we've had plans before under a Democratic president in the 90s and a Democratic Congress. We couldn't get it done because the drug and insurance companies are spending $1 billion over the last decade on lobbying. And that's why we've got to have a president who is willing to fight to make sure that they don't have veto power. They can have a seat at the table, but they can't buy every single chair when it comes to crafting the sort of universal health care that's going to help the folks that you saw in that video.
Senator Edwards. Senator Edwards, does Senator Obama provide universal coverage?
No, because the only way to provide universal coverage is to mandate that everyone be covered. But I want to say, I came out with a universal plan several months ago. A couple of months later, Senator Obama came out with a plan. He's made a very serious proposal. And I'm not casting aspersion on his plan. I think it's a very serious proposal. It just doesn't cover everybody. The only way to cover everybody is to mandate it. And the stories we have just heard, from diabetes to Alzheimer's to cancer, there are millions of people in this country who are suffering so badly. And just this past week, in fact, you were with me on the first day, I went on a 3-day poverty tour in America. The last day, I was with a man in Western Virginia, in the Appalachian Mountains, 51 years old, 3 years younger than me. He'd been born with a severe cleft palate. And he was proud of the fact that someone had finally volunteered to correct it. He'd not been able to talk. I want to finish this. He'd not been able to talk until it was fixed. Here was the problem. It was fixed when he was 50 years old. For 5 decades, James Lowe lived in the richest nation on the planet, not able to talk because he couldn't afford the procedure that would have allowed him to talk. When are we going to stand up and do something about this? We have talked about it too long. We have got to stand up to the insurance companies and the drug companies, Senator, that Barack just spoke about. It is the only way we're ever going to bring about real change. We should be outraged by these stories.
Senator Clinton, this goes back to the first question we got. How is it going to be any different under your administration?
Well, first, I want to thank Mark and Joel and Charity and Kim and Mike. You know, it's not easy coming in front of the entire world and talking about your Alzheimer's or your diabetes or your breast cancer or your disability. But the fact that this is happening in a country as rich as ours is just a national disgrace. And yes, I did try in 93 and 94, and I like to say I have the scars to show for it, but I learned a lot about what we have to do. And having a plan, yes, that's part of it, but more important, we have to have a sense of national commitment that universal health care is an American value. We have to quit being told by special interests like the insurance companies and the drug companies that somehow we can't do what most other developed countries do, which is cover everybody and provide decency and respect to every single person in this country with health care.
All right. We've got another question on health care. Let's watch.
Hi, this is Lucia Brawley for a group of friends on the east side of L.A. And our question is, does your health care plan cover undocumented workers? Thank you.
First of all, I hope all of us get a chance to comment on this issue. This is a huge issue that deserves the attention, and every candidate here ought to have the chance to talk about health and care. Health
well, insurance. The question
they're very important.
Yeah.
All right, just a second. But going back, first of all, I'll hear you. First of all, the woman with the Alzheimer's issue, stem cell research. Under a Dodd administration, stem cell research will be conducted so they can deal with diabetes. Regarding the family that's talking about diabetes, 49% of our school districts have exclusive contracts with soft drink companies and junk food companies because we're not funding enough in our education system. That's an obesity problem as well.
Would your plan cover undocumented workers?
People live in this country. Our children certainly be covered, and I'm in support of the immigration policy here that requires them to contribute, to learn English.
That's a yes.
If they're paying part of that thing, then they also get covered because, frankly, I don't want them contributing disease problems and health issues to the rest
of the
country.
Let's try to answer the question. Would your plan, Governor Richardson, cover undocumented workers?
Yes, it would. It should cover everybody. In this country, no matter who you are, whether you're a ditch digger, you're a teacher, you're a CEO, you're a waiter, you're a maid, every American deserves the right to the best possible quality health care. That would be part of my plan. But also, it is prevention. It's starting early with kids. It's having get rid of junk food in schools, as I did in New Mexico.
Okay,
healthy
time.
Breakfast for every child. Mandatory phys ed, research into Alzheimer's, into cancer, into stem cell.
Okay, another question from YouTube viewer.